Good evening, this is the Spurs Boo. Now, just wanted to say I was absolutely fucking delighted to see Thud banging another goal for this season. If he can add a few more goals a season to that that game of his, I mean, it'll be brilliant. It'll be like having another Scholes. But he does still lack that mobility and that sort of drive to completely dominate a game. Other things in the game that were good were Keane. Pav was just what he always is, a little bit too laid back. And, well, everything else went to clockwork, really. There wasn't a great deal of mistakes, which is always a good thing. And, well, Everton weren't all that. Cahill buzzed about a bit, but apart from that, they were pretty, well, dire. No real other way to describe them. Anyway, on other news, looking forward to Saturday. Looks like we might have Ledley and might have Woodgate. You know, what that actually means in real terms is we've probably got 10% of each. Hopefully, it will end up as a nice strong back four, including one of the two. Dawson, I think, should start ahead of Bessong. That's my personal opinion. I don't think Bessong gives you the same heading ability, and Ledley and Woodgate, Woody, will just sit back and let Dawson just get his big fucking noggin on those long balls. Won't see too many of them at Arsenal, fair do, but I think maybe... I'd like to see Dawes. Anyway, the only other changes I would like is maybe dropping a striker and throwing on Bentley. Sounds a bit mad, but, you know, Keane's not exactly been impressive, and Pav can't hit a barn door. So, if we get crouching up front, yeah, we may end up playing Route 1, but it also gives us a plan B, which is going back to the 4-4-2. We play Bentley as sort of a floating role and try and get him just further up the pitch where he can strike a ball, where he can play in little passes for Crouch, and also where he can put in a decent cross. The other point is we could also play him out on the left with Nico Crenshaw coming in and doing that job. Either way, I think Keane needs dropping. He at the moment he's sort of undroppable, which is never a good thing. And that's my thought on the game. So, let's beat the scum, eh?